T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is the feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Jon Stewart blasted Congress yesterday over reducing funds for those injured or sickened by the 9/11 terrorist attacks.
They responded in 5 seconds. They did their jobs with courage, grace, tenacity, humility. 18 years later, do yours.
The former host of The Daily Show said he was sorry for sounding undiplomatic, but added, "But I'm angry, and you should be too." He's been a big advocate for a lot of different causes, really, and this one in particular is very close to him. I mean, you know, when 9/11 happened, he was the host of The Daily Show, and obviously very close to that.
Yeah, definitely.
You can watch the full video, by the way. He goes on for about 7 minutes.
I think it's actually nine.
9 minutes
I think
long,
it was
really?
9 minutes, yeah.
That's up right now at 98pxy.com. Definitely worth a watch.
If you're a woman, and if you've ever been to a bar, chances are you have been made to feel uncomfortable by unwanted advances, usually from a guy at the bar. Well, now, a bar in Albuquerque, New Mexico is offering a special shot of liquor. It's not actually a shot. It's actually a code. It's called the Angel Shot to help women flag down a bartender if they need help. One of the first things the owner, Carrie Phyllis, did when she opened her bar earlier this year was put up a sign in the women's restroom to alert female patrons that they can discreetly ask for help if they're in a bad or uncomfortable situation. The sign reads, quote, "Date gone wrong? If anyone is bothering you or making you feel uncomfortable, ask for an angel shot. We'll get you out of the situation and transportation if needed." The owner did not invent the angel shot. The code word has been gaining popularity in bars all over the world in the last few years. However, as a former rape crisis center worker, this bar owner is keenly aware of the dangers unique to women in New Mexico, where an estimated 1 in 4 women will experience rape or attempted rape in her life.
1 in 4.
1 in 4. That's higher than the national average of 1 in 6 women. Since the bar opened in January, the owner says that an angel shot has been ordered twice.
Is that surprising? It's been, what, that long? It's only been twice?
I don't know. I mean, maybe it'll catch on more. It's hard to say. But at least it's there if needed.
Sure, absolutely. Because again, if you work as a bartender, you work as a server or whatever, you know, you may pick up on some awkwardness and uncomfortableness, but not know necessarily what's going on and not want to butt in. But obviously, that makes it very clear.
Totally.
Visitors to the Seneca Park Zoo will now be able to take part in a new experience where you can feed the giraffes living in the Animals of Savannah expansion, Iggy, Kapenzie, and Parker.
Oh, my God.
The feeding experience requires visitors to buy tickets, which, by the way, $5 per person.
Wow.
Basically nothing. A cap of 20 tickets will be set during the first few feeding sessions. Visitors will be provided with treats such as carrots and lettuce to give to the animals.
Oh my God, you remind me of a giraffe.
Yeah, I kind of get that. Yeah. I'm not even going to argue. That's not even an insult.
Yeah.
It's just accurate.
No, it's you. Just kind of grazing. Peaceful.
Yes. Long legs. All legs.
Yes. Yes. You could hail a cab with those legs.
I would like to order an angel shot, please.
Yes. Snapchat's gender swap filter helped take down a police officer that was looking for a hookup with an underage teen girl. A 20-year-old college student named Ethan was motivated by a friend who told him that she was sexually assaulted as a child to use Snapchat's gender-bending filter to pose as a woman and catch possible predators, lure them in on Tinder. So posing as Esther on Tinder, Ethan's female profile eventually caught the attention of a police officer. The police officer reportedly asked, quote, "Are you down to have some fun tonight?"
Ugh.
When Ethan, again posing as a woman, told the cop that he was 16, the cop didn't seem bothered and proceeded to engage in explicit conversation with what he thought was an underage girl. Ethan showed screenshots of the messages to Crime Stoppers, and the officer was arrested last week. He has since been put on paid administrative leave, which is infuriating, by the way.
Yeah, I don't really understand
paid
that.
Paid leave?
I guess they have to validate everything, but seems pretty clear.
But he is facing charges of contacting a minor to commit a felony.
By the way, Whitney, you brought up the angel shot in one of your previous feed stories. I knew that it was here in Rochester. Firehouse Saloon, actually, is the bar on Monroe Ave, I believe.
Nice.
That actually brought that to Rochester. Emily is the person that did that. So
that's
thank
awesome.
You to those texters. Yeah, I thought I've heard of it before. I wanted to say it was a thing because, yeah, it's kind of been gaining some popularity.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind.
Totally.
Coming up next, a bride-to-be has found herself in a bit of a predicament and would like our opinions.
Mm.
And you can jump in as well at 222-9800. When it comes to your bachelorette party, is it everything that just you want to do?
No, it's all you?
Highway or my way or the highway?
It's all me. It's all about, I mean, in this case, it should be what the bride wants to do. And if you're not down, stay home.
Does it change because this bridesmaid is pregnant?
Nope.
Getting more into it next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.